Talking today with Rich Nelson at Allendale, the WASD report has come out. So first of all, just start off by telling us what happened.
You know, for the most part, the trade was noting even before the report came out, we had some moderate changes in the U.S. weather forecast. We also had an $8 break in crude oil prices and a little concern about this inflation issue here lined up for tomorrow's release. So that was a little concern here for us. As far as the report itself, USD did find maybe a little bit lower old crop demand than the trade expected to see for corn. Old crop stocks raised to 1.510 billion bushels, just a little over what the trade expected to see. New crop, USDA did incorporate acreage from June, which was expected. They left yields unchanged, and with no changes, no offsets on the new crop demand side, stocks were raised from 1.4 to now 1.470 billion bushels. So if we believe this yield number, then we're looking at a 570 corn price. If we think there's a little yield premium needed, then you can argue 625. As far as soybeans numbers today, old crop stocks are raised just minimally, 205 million bushels, now 215. The issue was with new crop. New crop was curtailed with those lower acres from June, and new crop stocks were lowered from 280 to 230 million bushels. So this does bring out the idea perhaps of a 1380 November soybean price overall. Now, you know, the corn stocks were a little higher than the average trade estimate. Also, the wheat areas where things kind of came into play as well. USDA surprised us by raising this wheat production number a little higher than expected for both winter wheat and also the other spring. Both those numbers came in over estimates. And therefore, we saw new crop stocks increase from 627 to now 639 million bushels. So a lot of outside market issues in addition to a slightly bearish USDA report got us talking here today.
So did we see any reductions in wheat for Ukraine?
You know, as far as the trade focus, we've talked about this before, this idea of maybe making some minor changes. USDA did lower theirs by 2 million tons, now 19.5. Now, I will point out that their number, even before this, was within the recent range of estimates. So they went from the higher end of the private estimates. Now they're on the middle part of the trade estimates here.
And what is the Russia, like how is Russia affecting the numbers?
And, you know, I think the trade's still concerned about USDA's numbers for Russia. They did raise these numbers by a 500,000 ton for Russia's what's supposed to be a record wheat crop for them, now at 81.5. A lot of the trade says there's still a lot of work to do. Most of the trade is 85 to 89 million tons. So that will be looming in future reports.
So on the 2023 crop production numbers, how will these be affected now that China can actually purchase from Brazil?
And that's the big question for us on the corn side specifically. You know, we do have this this production number, which was raised very slightly on today's report. The issue for us that we're kind of watching is the export number for new crop. USDA has left this unchanged at 2.4 billion bushels, and that's been their number for May, June, and now July. So even in the face of true concern about this new crop issue, so far USDA hasn't recognized it. So that will be a looming issue in the months ahead.
Now, I know for the livestock numbers, they seemed somewhat bullish.
You know, the beef side certainly was a good number here to speak of. As far as the overall numbers, we did see USDA kind of change the balance sheet just a little bit here. As far as the beef end of things, keep in mind for next year, they did lower their production estimate by another minor 10 million bushel or 10 million pounds. They're now 7.1% under last year for 2023, under 22 production for 2023. So we have a 7.1% reduction in beef production. On top of that, they have a 6.4% reduction in the amount of beef that the U.S. consumer is going to see. So tightened beef supplies, still a bullish issue. These would be the tightest beef supplies since 2014 through 16. Having said that, very good news. The pork numbers were clearly bearish. USDA added USDA added to new crop 2023 production, 155 million bushels. They also jumped imports, U.S. pork imports, by 185 million bushels. So today's report was slightly positive on beef. Certainly for pork, it was a bit of a bearish concern.
Seems like it is, though. They're pretty supportive for both the 22 and 23 numbers for livestock.
Overall, they are. And keep in mind that the 2023 picture, even with rising poultry and rising pork numbers, at least according to USDA's numbers, this will still have a total meat supply falling with when you include the beef supply. With the beef numbers included, we're still looking at a 0.8% reduction in total meat supply offered to the U.S. consumer. So certainly still a tight market for us.
Well, so we've seen the cotton price decrease across the board. What are we seeing in the numbers for cotton?
No, as far as the numbers, we did see some reductions compared to last month's estimates. And you know, keep in mind, we did have a reduction in plantings discussed on the June report. So that was expected. Harvest acres going from 9.1 million acres, now 8.6. So that was expected. And even with a small increase in the yield number, very small increase from last month, they still dropping a good portion of production. 16.5 million bales last year, or on the June estimate, now 15.5. And that also lowered ending stocks, 2.9 to now 2.4. Having said that, good news of falling cotton numbers. Today was obviously a very lower trade, down a full 400 points for the December contract. Looks like this concern about crude oil and other factors is still a larger issue.
So what should we expect for next month's WASDE?
You know, for the next month, I think we will see some moderate changes for yields. We can argue, in our viewpoint at least, maybe a slight yield decline for U.S. corn. They'll probably leave U.S. soybeans unchanged. We probably will see the corn side hit again by maybe a small demand concern. But keep in mind, the trade viewpoint, we're still trading a separate balance sheet. We're still watching weather. So USDA may have negative numbers for corn, neutral numbers for beans, and probably neutral numbers for wheat into next month's report.
Yeah, and I told you we're still waiting on rain here in Oklahoma. So I think we're not alone in that fact.
No doubt about that. And especially with how many days of 100 degrees or higher for Oklahoma this month, this is going to be something to speak of, no doubt.
Absolutely. Well, Rich Nelson, thank you so much for visiting with us.
Happy to help. Thank you.